says.
I'll say it's on its way then.
Now you're recording.
Then, yeah.
Okay.
Shall I'll leave it with you, shall I?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the stuff.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
I'll see what Marcus says.
Yeah, I'll get him into conversation.
If he's interested, I'll bring the headphones down.
Yeah, so he could listen to himself then, can he?
Yeah.
Listen to other people.
I'm talking about you, not the big bill old one, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
John?
Yeah.
Just feel comfortable, really.
With it on?
Yeah. So, I had work going in there, I can say. Maybe.
Oh, you had a good day. Why not?
I just can't do it.
Oh, no, of course not. You had your accident, didn't you?
Who else would be there?
Okay. walking for a half hour.
Yeah.
And
that's
all right. I thought I've been playing about with the idea for a song for a long time. But I haven't worked the chords out. So I thought, well, I'll sing it on tape on the compass. And we'll sing it on tape on the compass and let David hear it. And we had a conversation about it, me and him.
Hello. Yo, hi, how you doing?
How you on,
Then in the afternoon you come up, didn't you?
That's right, that's correct, yeah. Yeah, and we popped up.
On Sunday we're up, Steve. We're up there all the time.
We've got
a second one up there.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the third. So have you finished on another one, boy?
Yeah, I will do.
Well, yeah, do me a good turn, that one.
Okay, then.
But, I mean, she brought these 10 tapes and these packs she brought. And she said she needn't have left them, but over the last batch she'd got, apparently you get 20 tapes from Handbat. And the book telling you what they're up to. God knows how many, she said it's been done all over the country. In every county. So whether she's covering the Northamptonshire, I wouldn't think so.
No, I think it's split, isn't it? I think Northamptonshire split up between, isn't it?
It's just been here.
Yeah.
Up the east, the Hampshire district.
Correct, yeah.
She come here, because I wonder if she'd found out about it, I mean. But she don't pick people at random. Apparently she wanted to pay a pair of pensioners.
Oh.
She'd just been over some house in Trafford Road. And I think she left somewhere there, from what she said. I don't know where it were. Yeah. But it must have been them who put them on to us, because she come in that room and she said, I understand you wrote a lot of letters in the paper. I said, well, I don't know so many now. I said, I have a lot in it, past. So she asked us if we'd like to do it.
Oh.
And seeing we've got a big family, I thought,
well, yeah.
Anyway, we'll all be down in posterity.
We will.
Yeah,
see you, lad.
Is that?
No.
3 years?
Mm. Yeah. Is that on his haircut? And he's shaved his tash off?
Sure.
Yeah. And he's shaved his tash off as well, and he's always had that tash ever since I've been there. It looks really funny.
Yeah, it's funny when someone always has that. I remember when Steve was spending his beers and that all the time. When he shaved that off.
My boss was telling me about some old boy, right, who had a beard all his life, yeah?
Yeah.
A really long beard, right, and one day he shaved it off. It took his wife 3 hours to notice, and it took his mum day to notice.
And he's always,
and he's always had it, always. And they never noticed.
That's terrible, poor bloke.
Imagine
he's noticed
for
then.
Who knows what's out here?
No
one,
ain't you?
Huh?
No. Thought you were asleep. She's looking at me. I don't even know
where you are.
There
you
go. Sit down. Sit. What?
Can you come get it?
Thank you.
Chewy, shut up.
Don't start Chewy, blow it.
Chewy!
Catches your eye, doesn't it, even more now?
Yeah. It'll probably come back. It's probably adds a lot to weight. I don't know. Same dose of friendly. I don't know. Oh, you know that rabbit that was made from that nest of grass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pulling fur around there. Chicken fur around there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Stood out there to lie.
We've probably got young rabbits in there now.
Looking in its chest, and I thought, well, I laughed because I was so sure that was a male rabbit. It's been living out there now 6 months.
It's been a male or female.
It looks now. Unless it's having an identity clause.
Big style of it is.
I've been out to check, I don't. It's been stupid. It's been living in the camera this time, and I've been them rabbits again.
Shall I go and have a look, see if there's any babies there?
Yeah, you could do. I don't know if it's in there now or not.
Sorry, Darren.
Is that better, Chewy?
Sounds like it. Yeah. Oh, Chip.
Say anything else.
Carry on. Be quiet.
Yes, he did that. She did, seriously.
She said some else.
Yeah, very much so. Food for conifers and that, so once they start growing.
How big were they?
About 2 foot. Some of them were about 2 foot, some of them were about 4.
How many did she get?
50. 50?
Mm. How much were they age?
£22.50. It is, isn't it? Work out less than... I don't know. That includes all the postage and everything. So, weekend I'm going to send away for another 70.
No.
Yeah, seriously.
You ain't going to have room in your garden.
Of course I am. That 50 only goes from the... beginning of the extent, or the end of the extension up to the fish pond. That's planting 22 inches apart. Jess is planting 3-4 apart.
There is a certain limit,
yeah, if you want a hedge, it says if you want a hedge 6-foot high, a good solid hedge 6-foot high, plant 18 inches apart. So I've planted them between 20 and 22 inches apart.
They take years to grow.
No, they don't.
How long?
They reckon they grow 2 to 3 foot a year. They're the fast growing ones. Once they get a hold and start growing, they shoot up really quick. And when they start shooting up, that's when you've got to keep them watered and you've got to feed them with that plant stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fill the old watering can and then you go down into this plant food. And then when I get a gift of that fertiliser, they go, woo! You wake up in the water, you've got fucking conifers like Jack in the Beanstalk up in the clouds.
I was going to come over and see you at band practice actually last night.
Mm-hmm.
I could find out where you did your that hole. I know people in Fine, and then it's know where it is, isn't it?
No, but I don't know whether this Louise knew anything.
See, I told you they would.
So nobody noticed it first.
What did they say about your tash?
Do you know, I went in there, right, the majority of people never took no blind bit of notice, then suddenly one person walked through the door, you know, who's always playing next to me, and he sits down, puts his trumpet down, gets his trumpet out, and he sits there. Turns round and then next minute he was lying on the floor going, oh my god. And that was it, everybody else just turned around and went, blah blah blah. And they said, oh, look at that haircut, oh, Donnie, look at this. And everybody was saying, now, you can see me marmy off. And everybody was going, oh, he looks like a bloody puffer now. And then that was it. And then a bit later on, that was all they said about my haircut. And then during the break, somebody else said, there's something else gone as well, and I couldn't make out what it was. What the mind? My musical director, he comes to me and says, you know what, I look nice now with that haircut, don't you? I said, what? He said, a tash. I said, but I've just got rid of one. He goes, no, I've never noticed.
Never noticed you had it?
Plenty of funds on you then?
Yeah.
I see, you could possibly lend me a tenner to tomorrow.
I don't know.
Or a fiver.
I'll think about it.
Someone misses. Don't get suspicious because I know she thinks I'm picking you up, but. Don't
office is going to give you some money for petrol. Oh, fuck you. I said, yeah, he is. He said he's going to fill my tank up. She goes, where do you think you're going? I said, London.
You always tell her we're going to London, don't you?
I think one night, Mark, I'm going to say, Cal, we're going to be out late, right? I think we're going to go down Brighton.
See, Gav's Eddie. He wouldn't serve me though in the pub because he knows how old I am.
No, but you'll be at it soon, won't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll piss on his father, won't it?
Yeah, would as well. He'd probably bar me as soon as he walks in, he doesn't like me, does he?
We'll go down and...
You'll be able to drink there, your driver.
Son?
And over.
My name's Mark Briggs, so I live in Horsham and I drink and drive, so... This is if you're a taker. You have better be. The car registration... Blah, 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 blah. So, yours, policeman. You'll be safe.
You ain't got your Garrett Turbo sticker on your car.
Oh, no.
I thought you said you had yesterday.
No.
You said you were going on about some about when they see my Garrett Turbo sticker.
Yeah, well, I haven't stuck it on yet.
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know yet.
They're in the room, is it? Put it anywhere.
I'm going to stick on top of that Dallas Cowboys sticker. I want to... I'm going to laugh. Jeff can go, and there's all these...
Lights for whites, I guess.
Yeah, it's slapped all over his car.
There might be loads slapped on your car.
There's this lush bird that walks down there about 8 o'clock. Talk about long legs. She's got really long legs, Mark, this one. Quick check over and make sure everything's in, yeah?
Yeah.
And then, when they're flow sold, we'll fit the LEDs. And then we'll go straight onto the respective components. Get all the English components done, and then it just leaves me to do the joints.
You're going to do them on your own?
Oh, we'll see. I mean, if we're still doing components tomorrow, I will be, won't I? Because I will have to do them Monday.
Well, these are the flow solving.
I just want to check over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we show you anything?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You know, the, I said about the earth, it says,
yeah, on there.
That's why I get them out, because around we're going to be fixed next week. Mm. We really are going to be in a hurry to get stuff out the door.
Is that it? Is that all?
That's me.
The last ones over there.
What? Yeah,
please. Gonna get Jeff to do the flow soldering for you.
Yeah.
If you get them flow. Get, say, 20 flow soldered, cleaned, and then start finishing them off.
Yeah.
All right, and then Jeff just carries on finishing flow solders and cleans them all.
Yeah.
But just as soon as whatever units are ready for flow soldering, I take it you haven't just checked any over yet before they go down.
No, we've got these last four to put connectors, and then we'll start checking them over.
Right, and then get them down there. The machine won't be ready till about 9:30.
Yeah.
If Jeff does the flow solder, it allows you to get on to finish off.
You won't take me now, will
you? Yeah.
I don't really drink and drive, actually. I think people who drink and drive want to have their bollocks chopped off.
Has you got any more up there?
Yeah.
Pass me a couple. Mm. One or something.
I'd like to say hello to Ben. And hello to all Ben's friends. Ben's friends.
Ben's car's going off the road in 2 weeks.
I'd like to say hello to Mr. Major. Hello, Mr. Major, and I think you're
fine. It's the election soon, yeah.
Well, I don't think Major Morgan's gonna win. I think he's gonna be out. Yep.
Out the door.
Throw him out. Get rid of him. Up the Labour Party. Vote Labour. Neil Kinnock, leader of the Labour Party.
I'll miss out this year, I can't vote.
No, you don't want to.
I wonder who put that poster up there.
Somebody who's good. Vote what? Rights for whites. Mm. Out with Nicknoms. You got one of these?
What, one connect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, because I want it. Yeah. As if there's just enough of them.
Got some spares anyway. What are we doing? Checking them over now then?
Yeah, just you know what's supposed to be missing, don't you?
Yeah. Just have a quick look over and see.
That's what?
Yeah, if there's any resistors or things like that, it's there.
I know you're on board after.
That one's going in then.
Just see it earlier. Well, I'm spotting him up.
Make sure the IC is around the right way.
Yeah. That's what I'll do again this time and check the ICs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I've still got that card.
So it should, as for these red caps, it should be 12, 13, 17, 20, 22, 23, and 24 missing.
Everything else
should be.
Missing, gonna say, you're reading them out, I'm thinking I ain't got them ones.
Another thing to do, just make sure these caps are still straight, because some of the legs get pulled out on these blue caps and those
ones,
and
yeah.
On the yellow ones.
This is an excellent song. This is
Chariots
of Fire, isn't it?
Mm. Excellent.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. Like Queen, they're brilliant. I'll go Wembley. Yeah, that's right. Like the IRA don't plant no bombs in Wembley Stadium, so I think they ought to get the government ought to get more security at Wembley Stadium, because I don't want to get blown up. So I hope you're listening, Mr. Government. Mr. Government man.
Edinburgh was quite busy actually last night, there's a fair few people around.
Well, Geoffrey.
Which way is that green cap meant to go in? Is it now?
No. My lips just about come back to reality. Last time when I was playing my trumpet, it was numb. I've got no feeling in it. It was as though it was dead.
It's horrible when you get that, isn't it?
Mm.
It lasts ages and ages no matter what you do.
It's come back. Me and my musical director were going out for a drink in the next couple of weeks to discuss our future.
Well, for your band?
Mm. He was on about it last night. He says, I think all we really need to look at is £200 up front to buy the equipment. A couple of decent speakers, a graphic equaliser and a twin deck tape system and a foot switch. Because these foot switches, you just press it and it starts the tape and stops the tape.
Yeah.
That's all we want. He's got loads of ideas going through his head. I said, yep.
Right. Have you got any that I can set the jigs up with? Are these over here, Red?
No, these are they.
Go on. Yeah. Right. I just want to set the jigs up. I can't afford soldiers.
a drink and sit down and discuss it. If you really want to book, because he's got a booking on his own at the moment. £100 booking he's got coming up in the next 3 weeks.
What, just what, for him and you?
No, just him.
Just him?
Mm.
What's he play?
A trumpet. You know, I told you he'd done that charity bit at Erfenberg the other week.
Yeah.
I told you there was some. I said somebody was interested in, but he's got back in touch with him and said, can you come and do a 20-minute spot at this hotel in Bedford? And he said, really? So he's doing it. So it's going to be £100.
Easy money, 20 minutes.
I reckon they might ask me to come in, Mindy. Don't you think so?
So I'm getting really excited now because Trev's really serious. You know, so sometimes you can get two cabaret spots in a night. So you do one somewhere and then...
Yeah.
And the best thing is that nobody's doing it. So everybody's doing cabaret spots, kind of like jokes and stuff like that. But nobody's, you know, doing cabaret spots with trumpets.
You're going to see Andrew tonight, aren't you?
You should.
Remember to say hello.
Try, I don't know where it's fell out of the board or something. Oh, there's loads of resistance in the ring. I don't know where it hurt. Oh, surely they've got this.
You find some resistance. Didn't you get anything for your wife for anniversary?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Why, it's not even a card?
Oh, I've got a card, yeah.
You meant to buy a present, son.
Have
you? Yeah, you meant to go,
yeah,
darling.
What? I've got no money, have I? Mind you, if you lend me some dots, I suppose, I'll probably be with Louise tonight. I can go home with a big bunch of flowers, because I'll have a guilty expression on my face.
Big bunch of flowers. Sure, you two are playing it.
No, not LiDAR, they are LiDAR satellite. What, they're going to pretend it's from LiDAR satellites? I suppose it's just a videotape they're going to slap in the machine. That'll be seen when the machine is bombing its target by the new one.
They could just say that, oh, satellite problems.
Why do birds fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? Why do they sing at all? Why do they sing at all? Yeah, you can do, yeah, you can start.
Is there enough to start?
There's 20, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm just trying to take 20 to start.
Yeah, take 20.
No.
Oh, what's that smell?
You want me to, what am I going to push down on these, or should they all be tacked in, so I shouldn't need to push anything down?
Well, yeah, they should be,
they
all
should
tacked,
be tacked in.
Tacked
so
in.
So I should better just put them straight through without having to worry about pushing anything down.
No. But, you know, just when you're on fingers over the RC, it's just to make sure.
Well, that's different to what you just said. So I
want to
push the
RC. Well, just, you know.
Don't push them hard though, Jeff, you bend the legs.
You snap the board. Which is why it is so essential now, in this the second quarter recession, that we act on unemployment. Paddy Ashton says unemployment is a human drinking and driving. He's going to go loopy. He's going to go, that's right, are you accusing me of drinking and driving? He's going to tell him. And if they say, oh yeah, he's going to say, oh, too far out. He's going to say, oh, well, you'll be seen. And then when they breathalyze, when he never drinks anyway, he'll be negative. He'll say, what, see you?
See you.
He said, that'd be too much. He said, he's going to take a call. For harassment. Now that's a nice word, harassment. Same as, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a good word, that way in the dictionary. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oopsie. Wicked wizard.
Because, I'm just sitting in front of the car last night.
You barla.
Have you got one set? Yeah. Do you know which one works at?
I think near enough all of them work. Well, I didn't try them all, you know, I didn't try one. The first one I picked up works okay, so.
I'm sitting in front of the car and everybody started beating her up, right?
Beating her up?
Georgina goes to me and you can stick up for her.
Stick up for her?
So I did.
You did? You stuck it up for her?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ben got airy aid and tried to beat me up.
No.
Huh?
Yeah. Old Ben boy. I don't want to see them tonight.
Ben?
Because I'm going to get the piss taken out of my hair, aren't I?
Yeah.
He told me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I just said you had your hair cut. Really sure.
What's he saying?
Nothing, he just goes, does it look funny? And I go, yeah.
If I get the piss taken out of me tonight, then I'll go over the version, and that'll be it. So I'll have my heart in on, especially if you're wasted something. I'm really airy. I'll send you round the house. I know where she lives, you can go and knock on the door.
I ain't going round.
You are. Zero man's a wrestler. Big style wrestles with telephone poles.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Whereas you throw javelins, he throws the telephone pole. Oh, well.
Oh, I forgot that record again.
That's
not good enough.
Mm, I'll remember it.
Good morning, Marcus. Prince Charles here. Would one like one? One would?
Quite fond of your Prince Charles,
actually. Yes, yes. Or Neil Kinnock. Leader of the Labour Party, Neil Kinnock. Yes, we shall overcome. No, Neil. One would not overcome, one would not. Would? That's me. Scooby.
And lost in the mint.
Arthur.
You got those things missing?
Mmm.
I don't have one board yet with anything missing. I must have your boards.
I found that board with R30s. Oh, yeah.
I knew it was missing.
It's not, it's neither of these, this is what I in these trays. Neither of them. Oh! Oh, well, that's one of them. That is, that's our number 1 in 10 there. Ooh. One in a minute ago. Third. If you, I don't bother, I mean, you know, I'll find you, won't I? or come across you somewhere.
I'll obviously be over in Athenborough or in Rushton.
Well, I can't go down the square, though, with too much. That Angel knows too much about me now.
Enjoy
a boy,
though.
Oh, yeah, enjoy a boy.
I can't believe you said ba-ba this morning.
Ba-ba.
Louise must have told you that.
No, she didn't.
Anne hates that if you call her ba-ba.
I'm gonna get a PA in my car. I'm gonna drive past the square and go ba-ba.
Ba-ba.
Ba-ba. Ba-ba.
And scatty, because she's like a really dizzy blonde.
Is she really dizzy?
Yeah.
Don't she know nothing?
She's like accident prone.
No.
Yeah. She's, for the last three nights running, right, every night she's tried to get out of Ben's car and we drop her off home.
Yeah.
She smacked her head on the top. It's so funny.
Dizzy bitch.
She's scatty, isn't she? Oh, you know I tried to find out her phone number yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't on the phone.
Oh, Marcus.
She used to be, but she got a bill for £500. So that haven't cut off.
Yes, we got Wembley. We're going to see Freddie Mercury and we're off to Wembley.
Wembley, you are going to see Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I do. Big style. He'll be there. You'll be seen. He's not really dead. Look at Elvis. Elvis is dead. Do you really think Elvis is dead? You'll be seen. Everybody's seen him anyway.